The Lord has been good to us all, and we say thank you.
因为主对我们太好了，我们说谢谢你。
And in particular, James has just joined us. You'll remember that he had a serious operation a week and a half ago, and we're glad that he appears to be recovering well.
所以呢，我们也非常高兴，请弟兄呢也加入了我们，因为大家也知道他那个一个半星期之前呢有一个耳膜的修复手术，看起来呢他恢复的不错。
God has been good to us all, and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your kindness.
神对我们所有人都特别好，所以我们说呢，感谢主，感谢主的慈爱。
So we're going to spend some time today and in weeks following in the book of Galatians.
所以我们现在呢要开始学习这个加拉太书。
And so, we'll start out with a word of prayer, and then we'll, get into consideration of this good book.
我们要开始呢，来做一个祷告，然后再来呢，去学习这本书。
Lord, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for preserving the truth of God for us in written form in the Bible.
所以主啊，我们也感谢您的慈爱，也感谢您的把那个神的话呢保留在圣经里面。
And Lord, we are going to consider the book of Galatians. We pray that you will help us.
所以主啊，我们要开始学习那加拉太书，我们祷告呢，您会帮助我们。
We pray that you will teach us those things we need to know. We pray that you will preserve us.From error into which we could easily fall.
所以呢，我们就说呢，学习祷告，您帮助我们去理解那样的真理，加拉太的真理，保护我们，就是说呢，我们很容易让我们不犯那些很容易犯的错误。
And so we're asking for help today. We're asking for help for each one who is with us and each one who could be with us. Some will be coming later. Others may be later as we go through the book. Lord, would you bless each one?
所以主要我求你们能帮助我们每一个人，帮助我们每一个人呢，就是说呢，现在我们已经在这里参加这个学习，还有可能来参加我们这个学习的，还有就在我们学习的过程中加入我们的，求你赐福给我们每一个人。
And in particular, Lord, guide us today as we would seek to understand your word and obey it.
所以特别的呢，主呢，求您呢，帮引导我们，引导我们，当我们今天呢开始去学习这些真理的时候，帮助我们去理解和顺服。
And so we commit it all to you now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们把这些所有的都交付给您，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, again.Excuse me, and so good to see each one today.
所以再次呢，非常的高兴看见大家每个人。
First of all, a little of the context for the book of Galatians.
首先呢，要讲一些那种加拉太书的一些内容。
Context number one is the context in which we find the book in the Bible.
所以呢，这第一个内容呢，就是我们在圣经里找到的这样的一个内容。
In the New Testament, you have the Gospels that tell us the good news of Jesus Christ.
在新约里呢，我们有福音，四部福音呢，是告诉我们主耶稣基督的。
In the book of Acts, you have the response of the apostles and how they took that wonderful message.To the world.
所以在使徒行传里呢，就是那使徒的门的一些回应和行动，他们怎样把福音呢传遍世界的。
And then in the book of Romans, you have a presentation of the saving truth of God, the doctrinal standard, if you like, for our faith.
所以呢，在罗马书那里，你知道呢，就是说呢，我们有一些关于我们信心的这样的一个事情，有可能说呢，也可以这么说，是也关于这样的信心方面的这样的一些教义。
So that's the first element. Romans says this is the faith we believe.
所以这是第一个要素呢，就是罗马书是说告诉我们，这是我们相信的东西。
But there were many in the church in Corinth who said, well, Romans might be the standard, but you don't have to be that particular. We don't have to do everything that Romans teaches. We could just sort of relax it a little. You don't want to get carried away with this Bible stuff.
一到达哥林多的那个书的时候呢，哥林多人说呢，罗马书呢，可能也是一个标准，但是呢，我们不一定非要按照完全的罗马书的那个标准去做，我们可以稍微的放松一点，我们可以去做一些我们想做的。
And so, in many respects, the Corinthians veered away from the truth of God and said, we don't need to live according to such a high standard. We'll just sort of relax things a little.
所以呢，就是在很多方面，哥林多人呢，他们活着呢，就是说是远离那神的这个标准。他说，我们不一定要完全遵照这个神的这个非常高的标准去做。
And so, on the other hand, there were Christians like the Galatians, and the Galatians said the standard of Romans is very good, but it's not really hard enough. It's not particular enough. We've got to do more. We've got to go not the way the Corinthians went. We've got to go the other way. We've got to add a few more chapters to the Bible.
所以这个里面呢，就是到了加拉太的这个时候呢，他们说呢，就是罗马书的那个标准呢，其实是非常好的，非常好的。但是呢，我们需要更多的、更特别的一些东西。他们走到的路呢，跟格林多人走的路是完全相反的。他们说呢，他们要在圣经里再加点什么东西进去。
So this is the context of how we find the book in the Bible. It follows the book of Romans, not to the left where people are saying, we don't need to do all that, but it's going the other way and saying, the gospel is good, but you got to do more.
所以这个里面呢，就是我们在这个上下文里呢，就看到了这样的一个关系，就是他们呢这一边呢，就说是哥林多人，他们说是罗马书的标准呢，我们是往那个左边走一点；那么加拉太人说呢，我们要往这边走，我们要更稍微多做一点。
And in particular, the book of Acts says that the Galatians followed very often the Jewish Judaizers and said, you've got to keep the Old Testament law as well as believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，就像是使徒行传里讲到的，说哥林多加拉太的人呢，他们更多的有点像那个犹太人的那一方面发展。他们说呢，你不仅仅呢要去相信主耶稣基督，你同样呢要去持守旧约里面的那些律法。
So those are a couple of contexts against which we can read and study this particular book. Let's now go to Galatians chapter 1, and we will start reading in chapter 1.
所以这个里面就是我们稍微讲到的一点的这样的关于跟那个就是加拉太书的这样的一个上下文的这样的一个关系和其他的书本的关系。那么我们现在要开始学习的是加拉太书的第一章。
And I guess I remember what I was talking about last week. I think we said we might have some questions on 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians at the beginning of our study today. Do any of you have questions that you want to go back to in Corinthians?
所以那些，我记得上个星期结束时候，我跟大家讲过了，在我们开始学习加拿大书之前呢，我们还要留一些时间给大家问问题，问的是格林多前后书的问题。你们有问题的呢，现在可以提出来。 老王，你不说上个星期你们来得及问、
我的问题我今天早晨已经问过了，我今天早晨在上课之前我已经问过了，就是关于格林多前书第五章那个驱赶，把那些把一个犯了奸淫罪的人驱逐出教会，和格林多后书中这个保罗说你要弟兄们要原谅那些有过犯的人，我就问了这个问题。
So, Rick said, he already asked the question this morning. It's about, in the first question that, for those who are committed adultery, they should be driven out from the church.
That's right. Okay. All right. So we did answer that question, Vic.
所以那个问题已经回答了，大家还有没有其他的问题呢？
Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to Galatians chapter 1 then and verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through men, but through Christ Jesus and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以谢谢大家，我们读的加拉太书第一章的刚才读的一到三节，第一节说呢，做使徒的保罗不是由于人也不是借着人，而是借着基督耶稣与叫他从死里复活的父神，愿恩典平安从父神并我们的主耶稣基督归于你们，他照我们的父和神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离现今这罪恶的世界。
So he wishes for them the grace and peace of God, and he says, I'm not alone in this, all the brethren who are with me, we all are praying for and wishing for the blessings of God to the churches of Galatia.
他说呢，他们愿那个神的恩典和平安呢，就是他们所有的跟保罗一起的人呢，他们所有的人都在为他们祷告，就是说呢，祷告说神的赐福呢降临在加拉太的这些信徒身上。
So Galatia was not a city, it was a province.
加拉太呢，它不是一个城市，它是一个省。
And there were many churches scattered throughout the province of Galatia.
所以那里呢有很多的教会，他们分散在加拉太省的各个部分。
And many of the churches in that particular province had the same theological understanding, the same Christian practice and practices.
所以在那个省里面的很多的那些教会呢，他们有同样的那样的一种神学理念，还有一种同样的那种神学的实践。
We tend in general to be very like those who are close to us and are like us.
所以呢，我们就是说讲的呢，我们认为他们就是说是跟我们现在呢很多人很多的教会是类似的，也很相像。
That was particularly true in the past, maybe not so true today.
所以呢，在过去呢，应该是的非常的真实的，但是在今天呢，不一定就完全是那样的。
For example, of this, we have what we call accents in, accents in the English language.
就是呢，举个例子，就像我们在英语里呢，我们有口音。
And the same would be true in the Chinese languages or other languages.
同样的呢，在中文里面还有其他的语言里面都会有口音的问题。
And 50 years ago, 100 years ago, there were men in England who could listen to you speak for 2 or 3 minutes, and then he could tell you within 50 miles of where you grew up.
所以呢，在很多年前呢，就是说是大概50年前、100年前呢，这在英格兰的，他如果呢，他跟你讲话，在讲了两三分钟以后呢，他可以告诉你，你住在方言的50英里范围之内。
And he would be able to say, I know where you're from because you speak with the accent of that particular community.
所以呢，他说的我知道你是从哪里来的，我因为我知道你是讲的那个特别的那个社区的那样的一个口音。
So, in the, book of Galatians now,We have a similar phenomenon. The people in Galatia, the Christians in Galatia, tended to believe the same things about the gospel, but they also tended to believe the same error regarding the truth of God.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，当时在加拿大的这个教会里呢，也出现了这样的一个现象。他们呢，其实呢，看起来他们同意那个圣经里面的那些所有的那些真理，同样呢，他们也去相信那些错误的误区。
All right, verse 4 now says, "Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us."From this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father.
这个第四节说呢，他照我们的父和神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离的现今这罪恶的世界。
Now, part of the problems that we have in our culture.That they had in part in their culture, but we especially have in Canada today and in the church worldwide today. Part of that problem is the question of this present evil age.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，部分的原因在我们今当今的这个文化里，也是说是在他们当时的那个文化里，也是在当今，尤其在我们加拿大。和在加拿大教会和世界范围的教会里呢，就是都是有这样的一个因素，就是说现今这罪恶的世界。
Just as the churches of Galatia had a common problem, so in our world we have a common problem. It's common basically to our culture.Almost an international culture, but still common in our age.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时呢，在加拉太省呢，他们有一个普遍的这样的一个问题呢，同样呢，就是说，关乎那个文化的那样的一个普遍问题，就是也是在我们当今，我们也有存在的，基本上是一个国际文化的环境下存在的同样的普遍的问题。
So in the Christian community in the world, and especially in the United States and Canada today, I believe it's similar in China, the major issue is what is the relationship of the church to the world?
这个其实呢，当今呢，在加拿大，在美国，他相信呢，同样的就是说是在那个其他的国家，同样也是在世界范围内存在这样的一个问题。那个主要问题呢，就是说呢，教会和世界之间的关系。
It may very well be that most evangelical Christians in the world today would believe that our job is toChristianize the world, and by our presence in the world, we will ultimately bring all people to a knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面基本上呢，就是说呢，对那些传福音的那些人，他们的最终终极目标呢，实际上是让整个世界基督徒化。就是整个呢，让那个所有世界上，最终呢，让世界上所有的人都信主耶稣。
The other message that is believed by many Christians is that the world is going to get worse and worse and worse and worse, and we are going to be delivered out of the world.
所以另外一个基督徒的想法就是世界呢变得越来越糟越来越糟，最终呢我们教会呢会被提出这个世界。
Now when you first hear that, it doesn't sound so terribly different, but in fact, it is a profound difference and is an explanation of a great deal that's going on in the world today.
你这个呢你首先听到这样的想法的时候呢你其实觉得好像没有太大的区别。实际上这个是有很大的区别的，也是有一个很深刻的意义关于我们和当今这个世界的关系。
And the teaching of prophecy, and the teaching of history since the days of the Lord Jesus and before is that things are going to go from bad to worse.And the Christians are not going to be Christianizing the world, but by the grace of God, they will be raptured out of this present evil world.
所以呢就是呢实际上呢这种就是预言还有当今的后来的那样的一些历史上的原因讲到的呢其实都是说是我这个世界呢在主耶稣基督来之前还是主耶稣基督来之后都是这样的一个教导，这个世界呢它就会变得越来越糟，最终呢我们整个的教会会被提和主耶稣基督在一起，我们在基督徒的目的呢并不是让这个世界基督徒化。
We believe in the rapture of the church as taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
所以呢我们就是相信在格林多前书里讲到的那个教会会被提。
We believe that as a result of the church going and the rest of the world staying here, the world will quickly become even far worse and the judgments of Revelation will be meted out on the remaining world.
所以呢我们也相信呢当教会被提以后呢整个的世界呢会变得更加的糟糕。所以在那个启示那里讲到的那样的审判呢它会降临在剩下的这个世界里。当教会被提以后世界留在这里它会变得更糟要接受审判。
So these two positions are often taught. The question to the Galatians is, the question to us is, do we really believe? Verse 4.That the Lord will deliver us from this present evil age, or do we believe that the Lord will improve this present evil age?
所以这个里面呢这个问题呢同样呢是当时呢加拉太的那些基督徒有的，也是当今我们这个世界的也是存在的这样的问题，就是我们是否真的相信主会把我们救我们脱离这个罪恶的世界，我们是相信主把我们救出脱离这个世界呢，还是呢主会来改进这个是罪恶的世界呢？
So we believe that the Lord will deliver us from this present evil age, and consequently, verse 5, we say, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord is going to do his great work. He'll deliver us, he will punish the evildoers, and he will get glory.
所以这个里面呢我们说呢我们相信的是主要救我们脱离现今这罪恶的世界，因此在第五节里说呢但愿荣耀归于他直到永永远远阿们。所以我们相信的呢就是说呢主呢会惩罚这个世界，最终呢他会得到荣耀，就是我们会被提惩罚世界他会得到荣耀。
Alright, so verse 6 now says, I marvel.That you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the great grace of Christ to a different gospel.
第六节说呢，我稀奇你们这么快离开那位召你们进基督之恩的，去跟从另一个福音。
This was the problem for the Galatians.
这是加拉太的人的问题。
Paul went amongst them and taught the clear, simple truth of God.
所以使徒保罗去到他们那里呢，跟他们讲到一个非常的清洁，就是非常的清楚简单的这样的福音。
And then others came in later and taught them things that were not the simple gospel. They taught them another gospel.
所以另外的一些人呢，来教导他们呢，不是这样的一个简单的福音，他们教导的他们的是另外一个福音。
This happened really wherever Paul went, but in particular, the Galatians were caught up by this error, and they ended up believing another gospel.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，实际上是当时呢，使徒保罗他意识到这个问题，当时的哥林多人呢，他们是被那另外一个错误给抓住了，所以呢，他们最终去相信了另外一个福音。
Now this is always the plan of the devil.
所以这永远呢是总是那个魔鬼的计划。
He says you can't believe God. You can't believe exactly what you were taught. There is a big problem here.
他说呢你真的不能去相信神，你也不能相信你被教导的东西，那里存在问题。
And so in the days of the Garden of Eden, the serpent, the snake came along and said, don't believe God. He hasn't told you the entire truth. He knows that if you do this, that you'll be far better off than doing what he says.
所以这个呢，在伊甸园里，那个蛇，古蛇呢，来跟那个夏娃说呢，你不要去相信神跟你说的话，因为呢，神呢并没有完全把他那些真理都交给你。就是说呢，如果你知道了所有的东西以后呢，真理以后，你就会变得跟神一样。
And so we know the very sad story of Genesis chapter 3 and what follows.
所以我们就知道这一个非常的悲伤的故事，在创世纪第三章和跟下来的几章里。
In Galatia, it was somewhat similar, but just slightly different.
所以呢，当时的那些加拉太人呢，是就从某种意义上呢是类似的，但是又稍微有一点区别。
There it was, Paul.Who had preached the gospel to them, and then the Judaizers came along and they said, you know, Paul was in many respects he was right, but in many important respects he was wrong. You have got to believe us.
所以呢，其实呢是使徒保罗呢教导了他们的就是这样的教义和福音。然后呢，这个时候呢，那些犹太的那些人来了，来了以后呢，他们跟他说呢，是啊，但是呢，使徒保罗给你们教的那些东西呢，很多都是对的，但是呢，有很多重要的东西呢，他漏掉了，所以你必须相信我们说的。
So in the application now to us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, the question is, are we going to believe what 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel teaches, or should we be going to another gospel? Somebody says, there's another approach. Let's follow the other approach. We've got something better than 16th has.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，现在我们应用到我们第十六节福音教会身上呢，就是说呢，我们是不是相信我们第十六节福音教会所教导的教义，还是就是说呢，我们要去相信另外一些人他说的？他说呢，我们有比十六节第十六节福音教会有更好的、更多的教义要教给你们。
And for all of us.In life, this is a crucial issue. Do we do what we've heard at 16th, or do we go to another gospel? Just slightly different, but they would say always better.
所以这个里面呢，在我们的人生里，这是一个就是致命的一个问题，就是说呢，我们是去相信第十六节福音教会所教导的呢，还是我们去相信其他的人，他们说呢， 他们还有另外一个福音，比我们第十六节福音教会的福音要好一点。
But there is a parallel question, and it goes like this.
就有一个类似的问题，他是这样说的。
It is, we were taught something else in the church that we began with, but 16th now is saying, no, we've got something better at 16th. You should leave what you were taught and you should come to us.
现在就是呢，有些人呢，他说他们在那里呢，就开始呢一些他们的教义。然后我们第十六届福音教会说呢，不，你那个不行，我们第十六届福音的教会的教义比你们更好，你应该来到第十六届福音教会。
All right, so those are two really big problems, but there's a third big problem.
所以呢，这个是两个呢很大的问题，但是还有第三个大问题。
And that is, those of us who teach, we have got to be sure that we're teaching the right gospel and not another gospel.
所以我们那些去教导的那些人呢，要确保我们教导的是正确的福音，而不是另外一个福音。
And if we were teaching another gospel, we would be in real trouble because the Lord would be deeply offended.
所以呢，如果我们要去教另外一个福音呢，就是说呢，我们就会有大麻烦呢，因为主呢受到了极大的冒犯。
So this book, which is going to be analyzing another gospel, among other things, is very important because we have got to believe and to follow and to teach what is true and not another gospel.
所以这本书呢，下面呢，他要去分析另外一个福音，除了其他事情以外，所以呢，我们要必须确定呢，我们就是去相信的是那个真正的福音，而不是去相信另外一个福音。
So what happened in Galatia? Paul taught them the truth, and others came and led them astray, and then Paul had to say, "I'm going to try to bring you back."But frankly, it's not going to be easy to bring you back.
现在发生的什么呢？使徒保罗教导他们的真理。另外一些人呢，就是来了以后把他们这加拉太人带偏了。带偏了以后呢，使徒保罗说，我要把你们拉回来，拉到正道上来，因为不一定很容易，但是我一定要把你们拉回来。
So, Paul starts up then in verse 7.In this general theme, he says, this other gospel is not another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ.
这个使徒保罗在第七节说呢，那并不是另一个福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音歪曲了。
How many gospels are there?
应该有几部福音呢？
Only one.
只有一个福音。
Somebody comes and says, I've got another gospel, and what is your response?
所以如果有人呢跟你说呢，我有另外一个福音，你的反应应该是什么样的？
You say, there's not another gospel. We must go the way of the true gospel. There's not two or four or 15 different gospels. There's only one gospel.
你说呢就没有另外一个福音，我们必须呢去坚持一个真正的福音，并没有两个福音、四个福音或者十五个福音。
And so, if there's only one gospel, all the alternatives are perversions. All the other alternatives are false. And all the other alternatives are going to weaken rather than strengthen the position of the Christian.
所以这个里面呢，如果只有一个真正的福音呢，那么其他的人呢，其他的那些所讲的都是假的，都是歪曲的。他们那些要讲的东西呢，并不是真正的要加强基督徒，而是让基督徒变得软弱。
Well, some people say it's true. I'm a Christian, and I don't believe the way you believe, but everything's okay. It's maybe a little bit different, but not really seriously different. I'll keep going my way. You keep going your way. Everything will be fine.
有些人呢，他会说，那我是基督徒，你也是基督徒，但是我并不相信你所相信的东西。那么说呢，这个没事儿，我们各信各的，我们就这样下去，各走各的路，各想各信各的，没有问题。
And Paul says, no, it's far more serious than that. If it's not the gospel of God, if it's not the true gospel that Paul preached, what's he saying in verse 8? If even we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
所以那使徒保罗说呢，那不是这样的，比这甚至还要严重的多。他说呢，如果呢，他们传的不是我给你们传的那个真正的福音，那么他在第八节说，但无论是我们是天上来的天使，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被诅咒。
Is it serious?
这个是不是很严重呢？
Yes, it's very serious. If someone were to preach what was wrong, it would be extremely serious. Don't listen to it. Don't preach it.
所以这个呢是非常非常严重的。如果呢有些人呢跟你呢讲的是跟这个真正的福音不一样的，你不要去听他的，你也不要去传他所讲的。
I'm not sure precisely what to say next. Let me tell you the story.
所以我给你们大家讲故事。
They came to my door many years ago. They knocked on my door. They said, we've come to tell you about God.
所以呢他们有些人呢有几个人呢来敲他家的门。他说呢我来告诉你神的真理。
I listened to them. And they told me a false gospel. They pretended to be teaching from the Bible, but they were not teaching what the Bible taught.
所以呢，我听了一下，他们讲的呢是一个假的福音。他们呢，就假装说是他们讲的是从圣经来的，但是他们讲的东西呢，并不是圣经里的。
I listened to them for a while. And then I said to them, you know, the Bible says you are wrong.
所以呢，我听了一会儿他们讲的，我就跟他说，你们听着，圣经说你们的是错的。
And then I said to them, I want you to do me a favor, please.
所以然后我跟他说呢，我要你们帮我一个忙。
I said, I want you to get off my street. I don't want you to tell my neighbors how to go to hell.
因为呢，我想要你们滚出我的这个街区，因为呢，我不想你们告诉我的邻居们走向地狱。
I don't want you telling lies to my neighbors. I want you to tell them the truth of God. Don't go to my neighbors.
所以我不想你们把谎言呢，把谎言告诉我的邻居们。我要我的邻居们听到神的真理。
Paul says it's very, very important.
使徒保罗说是非常非常重要的。
A verse now from the book of Proverbs.
所以呢，我们要在箴言里找一句经文。
Is it important that we teach the truth?
所以呢，我们去教导真理是不是重要的？
Many people come in amongst the people of God and they don't teach the truth.
所以呢很多人呢他来到呢神的子民中间呢，但是他们却不教导真理。
Now, I'm having trouble finding the verse that I want to find. I've got to look it up in my concordance. It's in the book of Proverbs, and we'll just find the verse in a moment.
这是在箴言里面的一节经文，这经文呢，他一下记不起来，但是他要用一下那种索引来找一下那节经文在箴言里面的哪一章哪一节是在箴言里面。
I got to learn to spell so that I can look these things up. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19.
箴言的第六章的第十九节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19. I'll just look it up here and I'll read it to you.
箴言的第六章的第十九节，他会翻到那页跟大家读一下。
Proverbs 6:19 says, verse 16 says, these things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to the Lord. The Lord hates these seven things. Verse 17. Number one, he hates a proud look. Number two, he hates a lying tongue. Number three, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Number four, he hates a heart that devises wicked plan. Number five, he hates feet that are swift to run to evil. Number six, he hates a false witness who speaks lies. And number seven, he hates someone who sows discord among brethren.
因为刚才讲的呢是箴言第六章的第十六节开始一直到第十九节。箴言六章第十六节说呢，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，是的，他所憎恶的共有七样。第十七节说呢，第一样呢就是高傲的眼，第二样呢就是撒谎的舌，第三样呢是流无辜人血的手，第四样呢图谋恶计的心，第五样是飞跑行恶的脚，第六样是说谎言的假见证，第七样是在兄弟中间散布纷争的人。
Now you ask somebody the question, does the Lord love you?
所以你问一个人问题，就说呢，主爱你吗？
And if they know their Bibles, they'll probably say yes in a wonderful way. The Lord loves me.
所以呢，如果他们知道的圣经的话呢，他们会说是的，主以一种奇妙的方式在爱我。
Does the Lord love everyone?
所以主爱每一个人吗？
And the answer is no, he doesn't love everyone.
答案是不是的，他并不爱每一个人。
He hates those who sow discord and take brothers and pull them apart.
所以呢，他恨恶那些人，那些人呢，他们把那个弟兄呢，让他们分裂的这样的人。
He hates those who say, you've been told to go this way, but don't go this way, you go this way.
他恨那些人呢，就是说呢，他们被告知要走这个方向，但是别人来跟他说呢，你不要走这个方向，你走另外一个方向。
In the Garden of Eden, God said, "I love you, Cain and sorry, Adam and Eve. I love you." And the devil said, "No, don't believe him." And he tore Adam and Eve away from God. And God says, "Devil, I hate you."You've sown discord between me and my brethren.
所以其实上呢，就是在那个伊甸园里，神说呢，他爱亚当和夏娃，但是魔鬼呢，把他们分裂出去了，分离出去了，说你不要相信神，他不爱你的，所以呢，神呢恨恶这个魔鬼。
Now the world is full of false teachers, and they will be pulling.People away from the teaching of God. And what's the Lord think about them? He says, the Lord hates them for pulling people away.
所以呢，这些人呢，世界上有很多这样的人，他们呢，去教导一些假的真理，他们就是说呢，就是不让那些人去听神的真的真理，把这些人呢，才把他们分裂过来。神说呢，你们这样的人呢，我恨你们。
So back now to Galatians chapter
1. 回到加拉太书的第一章。
We have got to make sure that we follow the gospel of God.
所以我们要确保我们是在跟随着神的福音。
We have got to make sure that if we have learned something less than the full of gospel of God, we've got to go to the gospel of God. We've got to return to what is true.
所以呢，我们要必须呢仔细的小心。如果我们学的东西呢不是少于那个神的真理呢，我们要确保我们要回到神的真理对面，我们要去跟随着神的真理。
But number three, we've got to be extremely cautious because if we draw any away from the gospel of God, they will be number one, accursed, and number two, God will hate them. Wow.
这个里面呢，我们呢，就是必须非常的警醒，我们不要去把那些人呢，把他们脱离神的真理。如果你做了这样的事呢，把一些人呢引离开神的真理呢，第一个呢，他会得到咒诅；第二个呢，神会恨他。哇！
So this makes the teaching of the book of Galatians very important. We've got to make sure that we're not guilty of what was the actions of those in Galatia.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，在那个加拉太的这个教导呢是非常重要的。我们必须呢知道这样的，所以呢，我们要确保我们不去犯他们跟他们同样的错误。
And so verse 9 says, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
在这个里面呢，我们再次说呢，第八节说，那无论是我们，就是你要去第九节继续说呢，我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Then he says in verse 10, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still sought to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ.
所以第十节继续说呢，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我是要讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So the problem now is, do we please men or do we please God?
所以现在问题是呢，我们要讨人的喜欢呢，还是讨神的喜欢？
And against the backdrop of this very serious situation, Paul says, I am going to please God, and whether people don't like it or not doesn't matter. I must please the Lord.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说到了这样一种情况，那个使徒保罗呢，他必须说呢，我就是要讨神的喜欢，不管人呢，他喜不喜欢我，我是要去讨神的喜欢。
So there's a sense in which that is the introduction now. The very serious issue of what is the truth of God and how can we discern it? How do we teach it? That is the issue that we're going to address.
所以这个里面呢，就是从某种意义上呢，现在呢出现了这样的一个问题，就是说呢，我们什么是神的真理？我们怎么去区别？怎么去分别这个是神的真理还不是？就下面呢，我们要开始去分析这个。
So the first thing he says is, but I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which I preached or which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it by man. It came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第十一节、第十二节说，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人接受的，也不是人教导我的，而是耶稣基督启示来的。
So the Galatians are going to say to Paul, Paul, you taught us one thing, and the Judaizers came along, and they told us in particular that we had to obey the law, we had to keep the Sabbath, we had to go to the feast, we had to do other things. So They say they're true. You say you're true. How do we know which one is right?
但是呢，跟呢加勒泰的人跟保罗说呢，说保罗，你跟我们传的一个福音。那么说呢，犹太人呢，他们来了以后呢，他又给我们传了另外一个福音。他说呢，我们应该去持守旧约的那些律法，甚至要守安息日。那么说呢，你说你教的是对的，他们说他们教的也是对的，所以我们怎么知道你们谁教的是对的呢？
So Paul says, well, actually, it's not too difficult for me to answer that question. I didn't learn the gospel of God from men. I learned it directly from God.
所以使徒保罗说，你这个问题并不是很难回答，因为呢，实际上呢，我不是从人那里学来的福音，我是直接从耶稣基督那里学来的福音。
And frankly, that's a pretty good argument. And you say, Paul, good for you. You got it from the Lord. Good for you.
所以呢，这个呢，坦率地说，这是一个很好的论点。你说呢，保罗，你很棒，你很棒，你从主那里学到了福音。
Now, in all honesty, I can't say to you, that's what happened to me.
所以呢，很多事情，很多时候我不能跟你们说，这是在我身上发生的。
I got the gospel preached to me by many good men at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel and elsewhere.
所以呢，他获得福音的方式是很多那些在那个第十六届福音教会的那些弟兄们，还有其他的地方教给他的。
It's true. I confirmed it as I read the Bible, but I can't say that I learned it from the Bible.I got it other ways. We'll find out about that later in the book.
所以呢，其实呢，也就是说呢，我不能说呢，我当然呢，他们教我东西，我从圣经里得到证实了，但是呢，我不能说我是从圣经里学到的，我是从其他的一些地方学来的。
But Paul says now, first of all, I want you to know that what I'm teaching you did not come from men.They didn't say this is a good way to approach God. I taught you what God taught me directly, and therefore I have confirmation from God what I told you was the truth.
所以呢，使徒保罗实际上说呢，我不是从其他的人那里学来的福音，我也不是说是啊，他们像他们那些人，他们从其他地方的学到的，其实我是直接从神那里学到的福音，然后神呢也跟我证实了这一点。
Now, one of the interesting things about the message that we preach at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.Is that it is a message that the Bible teaches, not always that men teach.
所以呢，其中的一件非常重要的一件事情呢，就是在我们在第十六节福音所教导的这样的福音呢，是圣经教导的，完全从圣经来的，不是从某些人那里来的。
And so two stories to illustrate this now.
因为要讲两个故事来举例说明。
Many years ago, probably as many as 30 years ago, a woman came to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel one night.
所以呢，就是很多年前，大概也三四十年前，有一个妇女呢，她一天晚上来到第十六节福音教会。
After the meeting, she told this story.
在那个聚会结束以后呢，他告诉了我们这个故事。
She said, I was very unhappy, so I decided to kill myself.
他说我呢非常的不愉快，我决定自杀。
She said, I slashed my wrists with the knife, but I didn't die.
他说我割腕自杀，但是我没有死成。
And the medical people brought me back to life again, so I continued to live, but I still felt terrible.
他说呢，那个医生呢，把我从死里救活了，但是呢，我仍然感觉非常的不好。
She said, I wanted to kill myself again, but I was too afraid.
他说我想再次自杀，但是呢，我很害怕。
So she said, I went on to Fourth Avenue, in Kitsilano, and I found a secondhand bookstore, and I saw a book there called A Bible. So she said, I bought it, and I went home and read it.
今天他说他那走到四街上，在 Kitsilano 那里一个二手书店里头，他看见一本书呢，在那叫圣经，然后他把那本书买了，拿回家去，他就开始读。
She learned all about the Lord Jesus Christ. She trusted him as her savior, and he saved her.
所以呢，他学到了很多的关于主耶稣基督的真理，他接受了主耶稣基督为他的救主，主耶稣基督呢也拯救了他。
She thought this is absolutely marvelous, but she said, I'm the only person in the world who knows it.
所以呢，他说呢，其实呢，这是一个非常神奇的故事。他说，这是我是世界上唯一知道这个的人。
So she sat down and she wrote the message from the Bible. She was Greek. She wrote it to her relatives in Greece.
所以呢，然后呢，他坐下来，把圣经里的那些经文呢，用希腊文抄下来，寄给他的亲戚们。
She got sick. She thought she was going to die.
所以呢，她生病了，她认为她快死了。
And so she frantically wrote back to Greece about the wonderful message of the Bible.
所以呢，实际上呢，她把那个圣经里面那种奇妙的那个信息呢，写信寄到希腊去了。
She was sitting on a bus one day shortly after that, and she met a Christian from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
有一天呢，他坐到那个公交车上的时候呢，他碰到一个人，是从我们第十六届福音教会的人。
And this lady just invited her to come along to a meeting on Sunday night.
所以这个女性呢，就邀请她，就是在星期天的傍晚来到教会参加会议。
And she came along and was absolutely amazed.
所以呢，她来了，这是绝对神奇的。
She said, this is wonderful. The people in this church believe exactly what I believe.
他这个太奇妙了，在这个教堂里的人呢，相信的东西和我相信的东西一模一样。
Now there's another story.
这里还有另外一个故事。
And that is, I'll tell you the name, the Jehovah Witnesses in the world today.
所以呢，我告诉你他们的名字，他们叫耶和华见证会。
I have never heard of one of them who became a Jehovah Witness by reading the Bible.
所以呢，我从来没听说过任何一个成为耶和华见证人的见证会的成员，他们是因为读了圣经而信的。
Many of them became Jehovah Witnesses by listening to Jehovah Witnesses.
他们很多人都称为耶和华见证人呢，是在听耶和华见证人的见证会的人说。
But none of them became Jehovah Witnesses by reading the Bible.
但他们其中没有任何一个人呢，成为耶和华见证会的人呢，是因为读了圣经。
What do we believe?
我们相信什么？
We must believe what the Bible teaches so that we get our truth.And our faith from God, not from men, even if they be good men.
所以呢，我们就说呢，要就是学习圣经，学习圣经里的真理。这样呢，我们只从圣经里学真理呢，我们就是说获得的信息是直接从神来的，而不是从人来的。就算那个人是个好人。
All right, so we continually be like the Koreans, the Bereans.We listen to the message and then we search the scriptures to see if what that man said is true.
所以我们继续呢，像那个波利 Bring 的那里的那些人那样的，我们听到了呢，那些样的信息呢，我们就是一直去通读圣经，去研究看那个人传递的这样的信息是真的还是假的。
Just one more story.And I repeat it to you because I just heard it a couple of days ago.
所以呢，再讲一个故事。这故事呢，我一直跟你们重复。其实呢，因为是我在前几天听到的。
back to verse 4 of our chapter.
现在回到我们加拉太书第一章的第四节。
This verse says that the Lord, promises to deliver us from this present evil age.
所以这一节经文说呢，神的应许呢，要救我们脱离现今这罪恶的世界。
My friend told me that his daughter went to a Christian university.
我的朋友呢，告诉我呢，他的女儿去上了一个基督教的大学。
At this Christian university, they had a chapel time or Bible teaching time every day to begin the day.
所以呢，在这个基督教的大学里呢，他们呢有一个叫教堂时间，或者说教圣经的时间，在每一天开始的时候。
And so she told her father the story that the first day that they had chapel in this Christian university, the preacher said.
所以呢，他去告诉他的父亲说，他第一天在这个基督教大学里面，在那个教堂里那个讲道人说。
He said, forget about heaven. Our job is to make ourselves fit into this world. We are going to be in the world. We will change the world. We will convert the world. Don't worry about heaven. You live down here. This is where our land is.
他说呢，就是你们要忘记天堂，不要管天堂。我们的目标呢，就是说呢，我们要去适应这个世界，我们去改进这个世界，我们让这个世界呢变得更好，这是我们的工作，我们不要去管天堂的事。
That is a Christian university at the present time. What a tragedy.
这是现在的一个基督教的那个一个大学，这是多么大的一个悲剧。
So Paul says this is very important, and I'm going to tell you how I got the wonderful message.
所以使徒保罗说呢，这是非常重要的，我要告诉你们我是怎么获得这样的信息的。
So Paul's going to go on now, verse 13, and he's going to tell us how he got the message of the gospel from God.
现在使徒保罗在第十三节呢，要继续告诉我们他是怎么样从神那里获得的福音的。
He says, verse 13, for you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers.
你刚才在读第十三节和第十四节，第十三节说，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我父辈的遗传更加热心。
And then in verse 15 he says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood.
第十五节第十六节说，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来有施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我里面，又叫我可以在外邦人中传讲他，我就没有与属血肉的人商量。
So you remember Paul's story. He's going to Damascus to destroy the church in Damascus.And the Lord meets him on the way and says, Paul, you're persecuting me.
所以你们大家都记得那个使徒保罗的故事，他在去大马士革的路上呢，他就是要去摧毁那个在大马士革的教会，但是呢，主在那个路的半路上把他截住呢，说，保扫罗，你为什么要迫害我？
And so Paul is gloriously converted. He's completely turned aroundHe goes into Damascus, he meets Ananias, he gets baptized, But when that is all finished, he does not go to seek out the other Christians.
所以呢，其实呢，那个使徒保罗呢，他做了一个荣耀的皈依，他完全呢信了主，信了转向主以后呢，他去到了那个大马士革，大马士革密道，在那里碰到了巴拉巴斯，巴拉巴斯呢，然后在那里他受洗了，然后呢，他开始呢，继续的去传神的福音。
But he says, verse 17, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to them who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus.
然后呢，使徒保罗在第十七节说，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独往阿拉伯去，后又回到大马士革。
We're told afterwards he probably spent a couple of years, maybe 3 years in Arabia. He was a student of the Bible. He knew much of the Old Testament. He had to go back to it and relearn it in the light of Jesus Christ. And so instead of getting all kinds of Bible scholars to help him, he said, I will go and cry to the Lord and I will learn it from himself.
所以呢，我们在后面。在后面也读到呢，就是大概他后来在那里面呢又过了几年，大概是三年。三年以后呢，因为使徒保罗他本身他就是圣经学圣经的学生，他知道很多关于旧约的事情，所以呢必须呢去到阿拉伯那里去呢重新的再去学习旧约，然后还要学很多的关于我们的主耶稣基督的事情。所以他去到阿拉伯呢，他并没有说是让其他的那些圣经学者啊，还有那些早期的使徒呢教导他，而是主把他直接带到阿拉伯去，让主呢亲自教导他。所以他说他的圣经的学习是从主那里来的。
Then he says, verse 18, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I remained with him 15 days.
第十八节说了，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见彼得，和他同住了十五天。
What was he doing with Peter for 15 days?
他跟彼得在那里住的十五天在干什么呢？
He was saying, Peter, I've been with the Lord for 3 years, rereading the Old Testament, re-understanding the truth of God.Taking what I know to be true of Jesus and understanding the Old Testament in the light of the truth of the gospel. Peter, was I right? Am I right or am I wrong?
他跟彼得说呢，说彼得，我是回去到阿拉伯三年，在这三年时间呢，我是去重新读了旧约。我也去重新去理解我们的主耶稣基督，也重新呢，就是说去讲学习神的关于我们主耶稣基督的真理。所以现在呢，我回来，我跟你讲这些，我讲的是对的还是错的呢？
And you can imagine those 15 days.
所以你肯想象那15天之内。
Paul says, Peter, this is what I learned about this. Peter says, that's interesting. That's exactly what Jesus taught. That's exactly what I believe.
所以呢，他跟彼得说，彼得，这是我所学到的关于这样的真理。然后呢，彼得说，那是了，这确确实实我学的跟你一模一样的，这就是主耶稣基督所教导的。
And so Peter says, now Paul, this is what I've been teaching. What did the Lord teach you? And Paul says, that's exactly what I believe. And then he went to the next topic. That's exactly what I believe. For 15 days, they were confirming that the Lord had led Peter into exactly the same truth into which he had led Paul. And the two of them went along. And amazing, they all believe the same thing.
所以呢，你可以去想象那个彼得说呢，他说保罗，这是那个主呢教给我的这样的真理。 他交给你的是怎么样的？那保罗说，对，他交给的我的也是跟你交给你的是一模一样的。你就可以想象，他们又开始另外一个话题，然后他们就又都说呢，哎，他们两个讲的又都是一模一样的。所以在第十五天里，在十五天时间里呢，他们一直在交流着呢，就是说主呢带领呢，彼得跟带领使徒保罗是同样的一种方式，他们学到的呢是同样的一些东西，他们非常高兴说，哎，我们学的都是一模一样的。
So now Peter is saying to the, sorry, Paul is saying to the Galatians, I want you to know that I'm not teaching another gospel. I'm teaching the true gospel. And two reasons I know. Number one, it's exactly what Jesus taught me and not others. And number two, Peter, who was taught by Jesus and the other disciples, Peter believes with me too. We've got these two things in common.Jesus taught me, Jesus taught Peter, and we agree.
现在使徒保罗跟那个加拉太的人说呢，就说我现在呢教给你们的才是真正的福音。我要告诉你什么原因呢？第一个原因呢，是因为我是主耶稣基督直接教给我的这样的福音的这样的真理。然后呢，我跟彼得呢一起在一起，彼得呢还有其他的一些使徒们，彼得呢他同意我，他完完全全同意我说的，我从主耶稣基督呢那里学到的东西，因为主耶稣基督也是他们那样的教导彼得那样教导我那样去教导彼得，所以我们的两个人是完完全全相同，完完全全同意，所以我教的福音才是真正的福音。
So what do we believe at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
所以我们在第十六届福音教会里我们相信什么呢?
Well, we want to believe what God taught us from the Bible, and we want to believe what God taught the other great men of God from the Bible. We don't want to say, God taught me, and therefore everybody else is wrong. I'm right.
因为这个里面呢，我们就是学到呢，从圣经里学到那个神教给我们的真理。我们也学到呢，从另外的那些伟大的从前的那些弟兄，他们从圣经里学到的，跟我们从圣经里的学到的东西一模一样的东西。我们不会说呢，神教给我了什么特别的东西，所以你们其他的东西全是错的。
So the question, of course, in all of this is.Is this important that we follow the Lord the right way?
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个问题永远是这样的，也是很重要的，就是我们是不是跟随着主，以正确的方式跟随着主。
And Paul says, yes, it's important. Don't pretend that there's another gospel and they're both right, or that one is more right than the other, unless, in fact, it's the gospel of the book of Romans.
所以这个里面呢，其实使徒保罗说呢，就是这个是非常重要的。所以呢，你不要去相信他们说还有另外一个福音，或者他们两个福音都是对的，或者一个比另一个好。他说我们学到的只有唯一一个福音，就像罗马书里所讲到的那样。
So now verse 19, Paul says, "But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother." Now concerning the things.Which I write to you, indeed, behold, I do not lie.
所以这个第十九节、第二节使徒保罗继续说，至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。看了，我写给你们的不是谎话，是我在神面前说的。
Paul goes out of his way here to say, listen, I'm not fabricating this story.I'm telling you exactly what happened to me. I'm not lying.
所以那时候呢，跟他们这些人说呢，现在听好了，我跟你们讲的呢，并不是编的一个故事。所以呢，我跟你讲的呢，就是确确实实是真的真理，我并没有撒谎。
He says, afterward, I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia.And I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea, which were in Christ.
然后呢，第二十一节继续说呢，以后我到了叙利亚和基利加境内，那时在基督里的犹太各教会都没有见过我的面。
And then he goes on and says in 23, but they were hearing only that he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith which he once tried to destroy.
第二十三节说, 不过听说呢, 从前逼迫我们的, 现在传扬他原先所残害的信心呢。
And he says, and they glorified God in me.
对,第二十四节说呢, 他们就因我归荣耀给神。
All right, so, he went into the churches in, Cilicia and Galatia and, what are the two cities there? Cilicia and, I'm trying to read the map. Cilicia and Syria. He preached the gospel in areas which were not commonly, where others had not preached, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
那其实呢，他其实呢，使徒保罗在那里，在叙利亚和基利加境内在那传福音。所以他讲的意思呢，他传福音的地方呢，并不是说通常人们会去传福音的那些地方。And
the question would be why would he have gone to the churches in Syria and Cilicia?
现在问题呢，总是这样的，为什么？ 他要去到叙利亚和基利加境内的那些教会传福音呢？
And the answer is that Paul was a citizen of Troas, which is a leading city in Cilicia.
现在原因呢是那个使徒保罗呢，他是那个大树的那个居民，居民呢实际上就是那个叙利亚的一个主要城市。So
Paul went home when he heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, "The first thing I've got to do is I've got to go home and tell all my family and all my city and all my province and the neighboring province of Syria. I've got to go home with the gospel."
所以那使徒保罗说呢，我现在得救了，我首先呢，我要去传福音的地方呢，就是我回到我的家乡。 我回到我家乡呢，我要告诉我所有的认识呢，告诉我所有的亲人，告诉我所有的亲戚，告诉我所有的我的那个家乡周围的，包括叙利亚在内的那些城市国家。One
of the great proofs of the credibility of the man of God is that the people at home recognize him and honor him.
所以呢，这个呢，对于一个人呢，就是极大的属于神的人的极大的信誉和极大的认知度呢，是他家乡的人，也认知他，也把荣誉给他。That's
even true of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，也是在我们的主耶稣基督身上也是真的。Much
of his early preaching was in Galilee. He preached in Nazareth. He preached in Capernaum, cities right near where he lived. That's where he started in his wonderful work.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他刚开始服事的时候呢，他其实是在加利利，在那个拿撒勒，甚至在那个周围的加百农。 所以呢，他传福音的范围呢，就是他最开始他居住的那些城市。It's
true that they tried to kill him in Nazareth.
这个也是个事实，在拿撒勒呢，他们试图杀害他。But
they didn't try to kill him because he was a bad man.
他们试图杀害他，并不是因为他是个坏人。But
they didn't try to kill him because his message was wrong.
他们也不是因为他传递的信息是错的，想杀他。With
this exception,
这里有个例外。He
told them that he was going to preach the message to the Gentiles, and they were too proud to believe that the message should go to the Gentiles. So they said, "If you're going to preach to the Gentiles, we'll kill you."
他们说呢，就是呢，他跟他们讲，他准备要到外邦人呢去传福音，但是当时犹太人他们太骄傲了，他们不认为呢外邦人呢也可以得到福音，因此呢，他们决定要杀害他。
Very good. So what happens after this? Chapter 2 and verse 1 says, then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me.
因为在以后发生了什么事情呢？加拉太书第二章的第一节说呢，过了14年，我同巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去，并带着提多和我同去。
He went to Jerusalem in part to confirm the authenticity of his message.
所以呢，他去到耶路撒冷呢，就是部分原因呢，是让他的那个所传递的信息呢，证明是真的。
And he didn't go alone. He took outstanding men of God with him.
他并没有就是自己单独去，他带着那些神的杰属神的杰出的人和他一起。
Very often.Those who have a false message initially stand alone. They don't have good men standing with them. They often stand alone or have weak men standing with them.
所以呢，非常常见的是那些有假的、那些伪信息的那些人呢，他们实际上呢，很少有人愿意跟他们站在一起。他们通常呢是非常孤独的，而且呢，就算是有人跟他们在一起，也是那些恶人跟他在一起。
Verse 2, he says, And I went up by revelation.And communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain.
第二节说呢，我是借着启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，却是私下对那有名望之人说的。唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
So he says, what is the proof of my gospel, the gospel that I preached to you? How do we know it is the truth of God?
所以他说呢，我传给你们的这个的福音的就是证据是什么？怎么证明我传的是神的福音？你们怎么知道我传的是真正的神的福音
？Number one, Paul's conversion. Jesus spoke to him.
所以第一个呢是使徒保罗皈依的时候，那个主耶稣跟他说话。
Number two, the teaching that he got from the Holy Spirit of God in those 3 years. He didn't get it from men. He got it from God.
所以第二个呢，他是在那三年里，他直接从圣灵那里获得的信息，获得的道，他不是从人那里获得的。
Number three, the Apostle Peter agreed with him. 15 days on all the details, Peter agrees.
第三个呢，就是那个使徒彼得呢，同意他所说的，在他们相处的15天之内呢，使徒彼得完全同意使徒保罗所说的。
Number four, Paul goes back to Jerusalem now, 14 years later, takes Barnabas, he takes Titus with him, and he takes them to confirm that what he had been teaching was right.
所以这个里面的第四个呢，他呢过了14年以后呢，他去到耶路撒冷，就像是当时带着巴拉巴斯和在提多他们呢一起去，乃去在耶路撒冷来证实他所讲的是对的。
Now the Gentiles are going to say, Paul, you are wrong. You were teaching the wrong message.
所以现在的外邦人说呢。保罗你错了，你教的是错误的道。
Paul is going to say to them, if it's the wrong message, you've got to convince Peter that it was the wrong message.
所以呢他说保罗说如果我传递是错误的道呢，那么第一呢你要去跟彼得证实他说我传的是错误的道。
You've got to number two, teach the other apostles that it was the wrong message.
所以呢第二个呢也要说服其他的那些使徒们说我传的是错的。
And number three, you've got to convince the Lord Jesus that it was the wrong message.
第三个呢，你必须去说服主耶稣说我传的是就是错误的。
Why is this important in our day?
所以在我们当今世界为什么这个很重要呢？
Because there are many who call themselves Christians who are preaching the wrong message.
因为呢很多人呢他自称为是基督徒的，他们却讲的是错的道。
And if we're not careful, we could easily be caught up in their error.
那如果我们不小心呢，我们很容易陷入他们的错误中去。
And more seriously than that, we could easily start teaching others that message.
所以呢，更严重的是呢，我们会开始去教别人这样错误的道。
And we could draw others away. We could sow discord among brethren. And in so doing, we could bring upon us the hatred of the God we profess to love.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，我们可以把其他的人带偏了，造成呢其他分裂，把其他的弟兄姊妹带走。这样呢，我们在弟兄姊妹之间呢，就造成了仇恨，而不是神要我们互相去爱。
Very serious. Don't be Galatian. Don't run away in a slightly different direction, saying, I've got a better gospel.
所以呢，这是非常重要的。不要像加拉太人那样，不要就是走到一个点说呢，我还有一个更好的福音。
All right. Well, that's as far as we can go in our message today.
所以今天呢，是我们能够读到的今天的这个地方。
Let's have a word of prayer. We'll pick up in chapter 2 and verse 3 next week, Lord willing.
我们现在祷告，主若许可呢，下个星期呢，我们继续从加拉太书第二章第三节开始。
Lord, this is serious. Our responsibility is to do the work of God, God's way, not our way.
所以主啊，这个是非常严重的。我们的职责呢，就是去教导去走神的道，用神的方式，而不是我们自己的方式。
We're to be the servants of the Lord, not the servants of men.
我们应该是主耶稣基督的仆人，而不是人的仆人。
And Lord, the problem is that when people start going the wrong way, everything becomes very, very difficult.
所以主啊，现在问题是呢，如果人呢走错了道呢，这个问题就变得非常非常难。
Our prayer, Lord, is this, that having some people leave in going the wrong direction, we pray, Lord, that you'll bring them back into the right direction.
所以主啊，我们祷告说呢，如果有人呢走错了方向呢，求您呢把他们带回来，走在正确的路上。
We thank you that you had the grace to give to Paul, the zeal to speak to the Corinthians about their error, and then the Galatians about their error.
所以呢，我们也感谢您呢，您赐给保罗那样的恩典，让他呢可以去跟哥林多人去讲他们的错误，也跟加拉太人讲他们的错误。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will speak to us about error that we might have.And that we might return to the truth of God.
记住我们也去见您呢，就是说呢，指出我们可能有的，我们要的有的这样的错误，让我们呢可以回到神的正确的道路上去。
And so in and for all these things we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以上四件所有的事情呢，我们献上感恩并祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. May the Lord bless us this afternoon and into the rest of the day. If you're able, see you at prayer meeting tonight.